Hello, my dear friend, Miss Pavel. I'm proud of you. It was very good. Of course, you are good. It seems that you have studied the lesson very well because you use most of the important words and phrases that have been used in the conversation part. And you paraphrased and summarized this story very well, and everyone who listens to your story, I think they will understand what the story is about, and it's very clear to understand. About the story, I like this toothbrush part of the story. It's very weird. And imagine that you risk your life for a toothbrush and some other things. And as you noticed that she was almost dead in the third accident, and she was just she was saved just because of her thick hair. It's obvious she must have cared too much about her teeth. And because of that, you know, in the Titanic accident, she was suffering from lacking toothbrush, and in the third accident, you know, she just you know, went back to retrieve her toothbrush and her possession. It was very, very weird for me, and she risked her life because after that people thought that she was spy, and they thought that she must have been aware of this accident, and it was because of this she you know, she retrieved her toothbrush easily, and they thought that she knew about this accident. And it was amazing. I mean, her life was amazing. She wanted her life to be excited, and she loved to be on the ships. She wanted this job very badly. Because of her interest, because of her loving for this job, she never got disappointed, and she never got scared by those events, because those accidents were very terrible, especially Titanic, and none of these accidents got her made her you know, disappointed and scared. And because of that, I was very fascinated by her approach, by her ideas for living, because she was a very strong woman. She got what she wanted, and I think she was very amazing. And truly, she was amazing, unsinkable Violet Jessop.